Hi folks, Casilda Bright here. Good thing you caught me. I know Tanvi has been trying to track me down for a while, so she finally did. She managed to get this email through to me. I'm actually at the Holiday Inn in Beirut at the moment. It's actually rather beautiful here. It's a balmy sort of 20 degrees, and coming on for supper, and I won't be able to talk long because I've actually I'm going to go down and get rather drunk with Lise Doucette, who is actually a hoot. We're waiting at the moment to get some press accreditations and a couple of visas, the usual thing, and so anyway, there's a load of us meeting up. I think even John Simpson is in town, which should be very good. He's always a blast as well. Okay, so Tanvi sent me through some questions that she wanted me to answer and send off to you. Seems a bit odd, but there you go. Okay. The first question was a bit open-ended. It just sort of tell us about yourself. Tell us about yourself. I really don't talk about myself and my private life very often. I don't ever think that the journalist should become the story. It's something that I've kind of held to since I was a child. Since I first went into journalism, it's all about the story. It's all about the people that you're writing about. I mean, I can tell you what, I'm in my 40s, I am, in middle age, middle size, middle looking, I don't know, nothing that exciting to say about me, really, apart from I do a lot of exciting travelling, and I say yes to lots of things that I guess people wouldn't normally say yes to. Like looking into seeing if we can get into Homs for this final part of the Syrian war. Anyway, that's a whole other issue. What else can I tell you about myself? I love good company. I don't know. I like Bach. I'm a big fan of David Bowie, or was, I don't know. I don't think I really want to talk any more about myself. Anyway, let's have another look at some of the other questions, see if they're a bit more interesting, so we can get our teeth into. So, number two, where are you currently and what are you working on? Okay, so that's much more interesting. So, as I said, I am in Beirut, waiting for the usual passes, visas, accreditations, all that kind of stuff. It usually takes about a week. At the moment, it's taking much longer because we are hoping to get into rebel-held territory in Syria. And unfortunately, you've caught me at a moment where we're doing some negotiations, so I can't talk about which particular group that we are going to be negotiating with. It is to do with the chemical weapons, specifically the chlorine gas, that there have been reports of the Assad government using chlorine gas. So we are just doing a little explore around that at the moment. But you'll find out more about that. Keep your ears on the beeb in the next couple of weeks. Okay, moving on. Question number three. Do you feel this gives you a special insight into the issues raised by the project? I guess by the project, you're meaning this weird project that Tanvi is involved in. And to be frank, I love her, but she gets involved in all kinds of weird stuff. I really can't keep up with what she's doing back in the UK. I'll answer these questions. I don't really know what you're getting at. Was it something to do with, to do with egos, I hope. Oh, God, I've probably got quite a big ego. I don't know. journalists tend to, don't they? Was that a gunshot? Ooh, ooh, exciting. No, it's all quiet. Okay, I know it wasn't about egos. It was about identity, wasn't it? And about, you know, sort of forging different identities. I have to pull different identities on depending who I am either trying to get information from or trying to get funding from or trying to sell an idea to. You know, it's very different going to visit a guerrilla leader in, the Niger Delta, as opposed to trying to make headway with the head of Nestle, the CEO of Nestle. You know, different tactics. The Guardian is a different kettle of fish to the New York Times. You put different faces on for different needs. And I don't see any harm in that. As long as I kind of know who I am in my heart, which sometimes I'm not really sure anymore. Anyway, not going to drift off. What was the next question? Quickly then. What do you know of the Altered Ego Project? Okay, so as you can hear, I don't know very much. You know, Tanvia sent me a load of stuff through and I was supposed to check on a website and, you know, I gave her permission. I just said, yes, I'm sorry. I hope I haven't got her in trouble or anything. I'm sorry, it's just been really kind of busy. Anyway, I'm sure she'll tell me because I'm hoping to meet up with her in a couple of weeks when I get back. So, question number 5, if you were going to create an alter ego, who would it be? Oh, God, I was going to create an alter ego. Who would it be? Let me think. Oh, probably, I don't know, I wouldn't mind being a kind of gangster rapper for a while. I don't know, some kind, you know, just not giving a damn, lots of bling, a bit of the high life, just not having to think about other people or other, I'm doing a disservice to gangster rappers, aren't I? An alter ego. I mean, it'd be quite useful to have, you know, an alter ego that had a magic power, like being invisible as a journalist. That would be bloody useful. An invisibility cloak of some sort, some kind of magical ability. Okay. Nice Doucette is calling, so let me go on here. Number 6, we were given your name by the writer Tanvia Bush. How do you know her? How do I know Tanvia? I have known Tanvia since we were at boarding school together many, many moons ago. And we used to spend a lot of time together writing stories and creating, stories that we, and fantasy kind of worlds, and playing together when we could get away, get out and away from that horrible school. And we were close, very, very close when we were little, and then we got separated for a long time. And when Facebook and all things social media arrived in our lives, we found each other again. And it's just lovely knowing that she's around and in my life. I drop in on her every now and then and freak her out. She's kind of like a soul sister to me, I guess. I do. I love her, even though I don't see her enough. And I should get in touch more. Anyway, Tanvia, if you're listening, much love. And hopefully I'll catch you for a glass of wine or something soon. Okay, my love. I hope those questions are okay for everybody, and I've got to sign off now because I'm going to go down and party hard with Lise Doucette. All right, then.